Yeah. Change the channel in the middle.
Can't sleep. As I said, I still have
face.
Camera is still high.
It works for the first 2 minutes.
Watch that. Shears Lili Nishmas Hayeled Rufel Yosef Ben Yibaruch Haim Toivim Remoche David Shus Harav Binyan Kirev Rechaikim. There are many chalokim of this topic of Kirev Rechaikim. There's the Etzim Shaila of the Chiev to do Kirev, the Etzim Chiev of doing Kirev to be Mekarev and not Nachayid. There's the Indian of the Mekarevim, the Shailas that they have, which we'll see there are many such shailas, but the shailas that the Makarvim themselves out. And then there's the shailas of the Miskarvim. It's not such an easy matziv, what a Miskarev goes through, those that are Zaycha, to come Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So that sounds like some nostalgic, beautiful parsha, but there's definitely a lot, it's a rocky journey. It's a difficult journey. And most people would probably think that I'm probably not the person who is, like I mentioned on Shabbos, probably appropriate that I should be the one saying the shir, because I'm not Isaac in, maybe I'm Isaac in Shivas and in Kailin, but I'm not Isaac so much in Kir V'chaikim. Maybe we'll see today that that's a big tois, that really maybe it's better that I'm the one that's standing here giving the shir specifically, not somebody who's in Kiriv. A Derek Klal person that's in Kiriv is that he's Zaycha to be fighting the Nelchemes Hashem and doing for Klal Yisrael. So when a person would see him up here, it would look like some nice Lahavdil, it's a nice film, a nice interesting concept, a nice interesting musig about Kiriv, and something that's an interesting topic, very interesting topic. It's not Negev Mi B'chlal, and it's nice to hear it. Every once in a while, it's nice to hear that. And that's what would happen if he was here. So I'm here now. That's the Baruch Hashem for all of us, right? Because now you won't be able to say that, because I'm as Isaac in Kiriv Rechaikim as everyone else is here. So Mela, we're all equal. We're all Shavit. That's in my topic, the Gabe the Achrayis of doing Kiriv, the Chiev and the Achrayis, mitzvah of Kiriv. So this Lemaisa comes as a shocking statement. The Chiev of Kiriv? Is there Takar Chiev? And if there's Takar Chiev, so then we'll have another Shaila suit, so maybe we have to close the yeshivas and send everybody to do Kiriv, right? Agav, for those that are hearing that, and maybe we have to close down your businesses and you have to go out and do Kiriv. It's not something that's a responsibility just of a yeshiva bacher, yeshiva light. If it's going to be a Chiev, it'll be a Chiev on everybody. So the Chiev of Kiriv. So is there a Chiev of Kiriv? So I must tell you that my numbers, my statistics, I'm telling you, are more American-based, but in Klali, when I looked around and I found in the world, the numbers are kimat doime. Kimat doime. So I'll just keep it with those that are much more factual. Before the war, the intermarriage rate, Leida was 4%. 4% of the Yidden Leida were being intermarrying. After the war, the numbers soared. The numbers soared in the 50s. It went all the way to 6%. 6%, imagine the soaring rate, to go up to 6%, to marry a goiter, in the 70s, it went up to 50%. 50%, that means that your I don't know, third cousins, fourth cousins, maybe second cousins, in the where we are today, the numbers aren't as clear, but it's well over 75%. What the number is punktlach over here in England and Europe in general. So we've grown from 4% to 75%. That's in the American continent. It's mamash shemesh shemayim when you hear such a thing. It's mamash adavr noira. You walk past, there's a tumah, you walk past over here in the neighborhood, and you look through the window. Over there, there's no hezegriya. There's a different type of hezegriya when you look through that tumah. And you see over there, in Hebrew letters, on one of their makaymis atumah, and it says, somebody who's boigde amenu, mamzeri amenu, he's the Mashiach. So the missionaries, they work very strong also. They work very strong. They're working. We think missionaries is like something of the past. It's like it's also something that we read about in a book, some nostalgic concept, right? Chai v'kayim, rachmana l'tzlam. Bain here, bain in America, bain in Arzeinu HaKadosha. Leider, it's not so known, but bain in Arzeinu HaKadosha. And what about an Eretz Yisrael lane? Rav Shach, Zichrono Livracha, Tzadua, I don't know the exact time, but I think it was from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the morning. Is after Shacharis, in Panovich, after Shacharis, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, he would never drink his coffee. That's when you drink your coffee, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, right after davening, after the chayis, the alochase, whatever they had there. I don't know how it goes in Panovich, but he wouldn't drink his coffee. They asked him, why wouldn't he have his coffee now? He would have the coffee, he would wait till a certain time and then have his coffee. He said, how can he have his coffee when there's a million Yiddish kinder that are walking into their schools right now and that they're not saying Maida Ani and they don't know what Shema Yisrael is? So how can I drink my coffee? That's the matziv, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know. I don't think on this we could say Ach Shadayo. It's unfortunately, it's not a matziv Ach Shadayo. In the Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Nun Dalet, Kol Mishe Efshel Limchais, someone that's within his ability to taka. Meicha here, Rabbi Yisrael, Meitnish, Mecha, Meitnish, screaming, Meitnish, throwing stones, and how big, and are they Yuchad before Shabbos? Over here, the word Mecha means Pashit to try to help. Pashit to try to help. Kol Mishe Efshel, to help. That's how the Mefarashim explained it in the Gemara in Shabbos, and he's not, then Chatz V'Chalila, because you know, some people are hearing this, it's taka very sad also. Okay, but what's it Negei me? So now it's Negei you, because Gemara in Shabbos says that Chalila V'Chas, he's Nitfas on Oisai, if it's in that year, if it's in your city, you're nitfis on in Anshe Iro, you're able to help in Anshe Iro, nitfis be'oven Oisai Ir. And the Gemara goes on and says, if you're able to help in the world, Kaila Oilam, so nitfis al Kaila Oilam, so nobody can say he has no achrayis. The Chavetz Chaim in the 33rd letter, he has Mechtavim, in the 33rd letter, the Chavetz Chaim writes that in wartime, in a time of Milchama, no one can sit back. Nobody can sit back and say, oh, you know, it's taka very, very schwer and terrible, and I hope those guys, they're very successful in the fight. He says in wartime, I'm quoting a translation that I translated, in wartime, no one can sit back and fold my hands. I'm quoting in the English. If you know battle tactics, go and fight. And if you don't, learn them. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. What can you do? You're in the middle of a war. So too, this is already, he writes over here in his time. So too today, there's a battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Toirasai. Lefikach, yishtadl kifikoicha. So you have to do what you want. You have to do what you can. You have to be mishtadl kifikoicha. So let's go first. And the Goyd Lachiyev, and the Goyd Lachayis, Amut Al Aleinu, wants to hear this. And where's the Chiyev, if I had to point to the Pesukim in the Torah, it'll be Mechazikos in the Indian Bankach. Where's the Chiyev? And then we'll see what practically, I'm going to obviously get very practical, like Derek Klal, we always do over here. But what's the Goyd Lachiyev? If you had to point to certain mitzvahs, this is Ladaiti, if you had to point to certain mitzvahs, where's the Chiyev of doing Kirev and being Mekarev, somebody who's Nebuch, being Toyev Aderech? So the first place you would go to is really in the pasuk that we say twice a day. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your leiv. What Shaykh is, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your leiv. So the Rambam says over here in two places, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam in Ne'at Chazaka. I'll just read you the Lashon, the Rambam's beautiful Lashon. He says, this mitzvah is Tzarech L'Saper B'Shivchei Hashem, if you love Hashem. V'tikra B'nei Odom La'evoisai. You have to cause other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, Meir the Galashim. I'll explain it in our language. It's a level of love. Let's say you love somebody. You love your father. You love your father. See, you love your father so much. You want other people to love your father. Your father did something. You go and you tell him, you know what my father just said. My father just did. My father. A person loves his father. He wants other people. It's a level in Ava. You want other people to love. And Zakta Rambam, that's the mitzvah of Avdas Hashem Elekecha. The mitzvah is you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. You want everyone to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So besides, it's a chelik of Ava. It's a measuring stick. How much do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says Yeshua ben Nun. As the leader of Klal Yisrael, there were 6,000 people that were greater than Yeshua ben Nun. It's a cheshbonus. He was a Sar Elif. There were 6,000 people in Klal Yisrael that were greater than Yeshua ben Nun, yet he was the one that became the Melech of Kol Beis Yisrael. Why was he Zaycha? So Medrash says, because Yeshua ben Nun was the one that was Mesadis of Solim Beis HaMedrash. What says Mesadis of Solim Beis HaMedrash? Yeshua ben Nun used to come to the Beis Medrash every single day at 8:45. Okay, but say the starts at 9, Yeshua ben Nun came at 8:45. What happened? For those 15 minutes a day, Yeshua could have sat there and learned. could have sat there and steig, could have nacha brekel from Moshe Rabbeinu, 15 minutes a day, 6 days a week. There was seder on Friday in those days, Rabbi said. Hour and a half a week extra, hour and a half extra learning a week, 6 hours a month. Over the course of the year, 72 hours, it gets more and more, 72 hours, and then over the course of a lifetime, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of hours. It's almost an entire year in a lifetime of Torah learning that Yeshua could have done. What did Yeshua do when he came into the Beis Medrash? Yeshua went, there were shtenders on the table, and the shtenders on the benches, he would put them down, he would make it comfortable for everybody. A person would walk right in and be able to learn. You go right in to learn. Why? Because Yeshua loved Torah so much, he wanted everyone to learn Torah. He wanted everyone to love Torah. That's leadership. That's V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. The Gedola Ava, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, I want everyone to love Him. The Rambam in a different mitzvah, mitzvah test, he says, Tzivanu the Kaddish Shmai, Tzkadashti B'toyich Nei Yisrael, Mitzuva Anachnu Mitzuvim L'farsim Emunah Zayis. That's what we're supposed to do. We want everybody to know this, because that's how much we love Hashem. As I go to the Sheet of the Rambam, the Chasam Sofer in Yeridaya, and it's Akdama, it's a murder, it's Akdai to read, it's beautiful Akdama. Chasam Sofer, Langa, Ayichis, and Akdama over there, he explains that why Avram, he goes on and explains how Avram Avinu wasn't the greatest person in his time. So he says, there's Rayas, that Takashay might have been greater than Avram Avinu. Certainly before Avram, Chanoich could have been greater. He says, was there anybody greater we see from the Chazal that was greater than Chanoich? And in Ruchnif, Shem, we see that Rivka, when she had a Shiloh, she went to the Dreis HaSelikim, she went to the Shiloh by Shem Be'ever, she went to ask the Shiloh. Why didn't she go to the Zayd Avram? The Zayd Avram left Shem. Why didn't she ask the Shiloh to Avram Avinu? Zachtach Sam Seif, only another Chasam Seif can dissolve him. Zachtach Sam Seif is a vice to Christ that Taka Avram Avinu wasn't as great. He wasn't as great. So then, so why was it that we say Elokei Avram, Chasam Sofer? And why is it that Avram Avinu, he's the one that's recognized, Lashon the Pasuk, he's called my Ohev, the one that I love. I love Avram Avinu, the one that's Ohev by me. Chafetz Chaim also talks about this. He says, it says in the Pasuk, because Yadativ Leman Yitzaveh Banov Ibn Beisai, because I know that you're the one who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. You love me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You love me so much, you want others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Melech Hanami, Avram Avinu knew that maybe he wouldn't become as great. Perhaps he wouldn't become as great. Maybe he would have taken Shtaik more and he would have been bigger than Chanoich. But he understood that the Goydel Achrayis is mutl on him. Why? It's mutl on him because it's not enough. I'm going to leave the world one day, says Avram Avinu. And then what's going to be? What's going to be? It's my responsibility to be mitzamtzei myself, Lashon Chasam Sofer. And I won't be as great. And in the bichdei that the Rebbeinu Shloilam, because that's the Iker Tachlis, that he should have people that know the Bashefer. God says, where did Avram Avinu learn that from? He learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzei himself to be buried the world. So he learned that Tanhaga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gate. There's some Sofer. And this is the Eshte Chiv. The Eshte Chiv of Chinach. It's V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. Others that are a bit more yadua, Techeach, Techeach, Chesamisecha, Techacha. We'll see soon. That's not so simple. We'll see. It's not so simple that the people that we'll be talking about tonight, before they become Bali Tshuva, it's not so simple. They're called Amisecha. Am Shevitcha, Betoyer, Bemitzvah. It's not so simple that that's the Ikka Makor. That's why I started Dafka with the Makor of Abbas Hashem at the level of love. A level of love. Imagine that somebody, you know, he was being Mavazi, your father. Imagine he was being Mavazi, your father. How would you feel about that? Wouldn't it hurt you? Wouldn't it hurt you? And imagine it was your brother who was being mevazi your father, and you know how much your father does for your brother. It burns. It hurts you, Rabbi Yisai. It hurts you. So the Eitzah here is not to give your brother a Musa Chusar yelling at him. It's to try and show him the Rebbeinu Shalom loves you. Don't you realize what he does for you? It's the level of Ava. The Chafetz Chaim, others, the Minchas Chinuch, they bring down Nochem Mekar of Vashi Voiselai. Chafetz Chaim stelt it for a Kal V'Chaim. It's not the Chafetz Chaim. If you have a chiyuv to return his lost aveda, he loses his chicken, Lashon Chafetz Chaim, and you have to go and find and help him get back his chicken. Not after schnitzel. So if that you have to get back, so his neshama, you don't have to. Hashiva Yisalai, the Chafetz Chaim learned out from a Kal V'Chaimer. And Shlav Emes says it also. It's Meredik Galoshin, the Shlav. He says he learns it out from Lo Yisam Dal Dam Reecha. It's a Kal V'Chaimer. Im Nesrayavnu Batzolos Agof. A goof that's here today and gone tomorrow. But the neshama is nitzchias. So you're giving him the ability for that nitzchias. It's like the kol shekein, but tell us that nefeshim yirenu, oy ravera, shema'abed, oy lama yatzidayo, but you have to save him. Mechaschina, nearly dechiyah v'techacha. He says, where does it come? Like samar demerecha, like gara mitokveya benar. Are they not drowning? They're not drowning in the Yam of Taiva. Anybody knows what's going on today? Are they not drowning in the Yam of Taiva? Alachas, kam, evikam, edim yoko, lahatzim, and avera, duavetis nafshah, v'kufar, manatzlan, v'vadai, chayiv. In the Chizik Das, he wrote a sefer about these in Yonim. 100 years ago, in 1905, he wrote the sefer in the Maimar Shlishi. Chafetz Chaim writes, Same idea, but he writes, Salamta, Sheif Tashivein. He says, Umizeh, Nuchal is Bainim. If the Torah was Chas al Mamayna, I feel like a Moira, and I'm fed, the Hilchik Minatech, what's the Chamul Rav, to help Kol Shekin Kamatarak Lurachim al Nefesh Israeli. It's not a Shal Tanayt Tokhacha, it's a Shal Rachmanis. So Shalom Pachurachmanes. Toyim and Adel Chafidim Itzarech Amul Rav. He maybe have to work very hard. He says Yadua Hashiv Tishiv and Lachich Hashiv. Afilu Mea Pamim State in Chazal. Ubeemis Bizvanenu Afilu Achaitim Gemurim Motzi Berubam Sheinim Lachis. The Chavetz is writing this 100 years ago, and we can't say Kal V'Chaimer Ben Benoitch Kal V'Chaimer. What's for Shaiach for Lachis? We'll see soon. Anidin Yetin Hashinish Benid. But Lachis Chaz Rak Toyim. People are putting them in the wrong mitzvah. Rabbele rachim aleihem. How the Chofetz Chaim gets you? Have rachmanes on them. Once you have rachmanes, it's a different parasha. Rachmanes, lerachim aderech. Vine yeshanot. Okay. As I get the Chofetz Chaim, so that's already 3-4 chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv pashut in Talmud Torah. You have a chiyuv v'shinamtem, not just levanecha. You have a chiyuv to be teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. You look in the Mefarsh and the Sefri says it mefurish. There's a terrible, terrible klala. The Yalenu, the Yushalmi says, "Orur Hashem lo yakim is divrei haTorah zayis in the gate of the Haintik and Parsha Harevel Hagrizen." Yushalmi in Saita says, "Yesh the key Yesh sefer Orur Hashem lo yakim sefer Torah divrei haTorah zayis a Torah that as a rangefal." In fact, the Yushalmi, if Shimon ben Yakim has the kasha, Yesh Torah nafeles. Is there a Torah of the rangefal on a banana? Is there such a thing? What's and nobody would run to pick it up. Shimon b'chalav daimer said. He taught. He had the ability to be maxic Torah, and he didn't. So the Chofetz Chaim is a new pesukim over here. Nishnor this pesukim and chiyuvim. This chalila v'chas in oror. There's an oror. There's a klal v'chas v'chalila. And a person that's not oisik in these inyanim, and he's able to. And what about v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha? Not nechlo and v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha? Is a chavada yeah? Is there any greater chesed that you can do for a yid than get show him a Shabbos table? Is there any greater chesed? Get about and there's a chayna. Just I'll be messiahing this chaylik. No, there's a chaylik of arvis. That's a chaylik of arvis. Arvis is very real, Rabbi said. That means that they're out there like the Rachman al Tzlan doing averis and not doing mitzvahs. And this is musik known as arvis, also in the gay and the haintik parsha bissel, chayis orim ur biyachad. That means that if this yid, the Rachman al Tzlan, he's not putting on tefillin. That means that there's a chaylik of you that didn't put on tefillin today. Let me explain. Let's say that someone didn't make Kiddush today. He didn't make Kiddush. You all know, Shal Narach Simei Shai Nalev says, I made Kiddush already. I'm Yotze Kiddush. I only have to worry about me. No. This Yid walks into the house, he didn't make Kiddush. Are you allowed to make Kiddush for him? The answer is yes. Are you Yotze Kiddush already? There's no more Shemeik. If you say Kiddush for yourself, it's a Baruchel Levatol. But if I have to make Kiddush for him, I'm allowed to. Why? How's it work? So that's the concept known as Arvis, Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes. You know what this means, everybody's like, this is why, how can I make Kiddush? I made Kiddush already. And Teretz says, you didn't make Kiddush already. One millionth of your responsibility has made Kiddush. Maybe it's the ikker of your responsibility has made Kiddush. I don't know, 1 millionth. 1/19 millionth, Rahman al-Islam. 1/19 millionth of your responsibility to make Kiddush has made Kiddush. There's another 19 million kimat responsibilities for you to be making Kiddush. As I was like, you didn't make Kiddush? So then I didn't yet make Kiddush. This is real. If you don't believe this, Rabbi Yisai, you signed the bris on this. Signed the bris, according to one man d'amar, you signed 600,000, perfect, you signed the Gemara and Saita. We believe this. Let's say, says the Mogen Avraham, that there's a Yid who, you have a menorah, and he doesn't, you have a chmeid oil, you have shemen, and he doesn't. So you're on the 8th night of Chanukah, so it's Chanukah, 8th is l'mayla menateva, and you're coming to light to find the heilig licht, and there you are, you're ready. All of a sudden he knocks on the door, he says, look, I don't even have one, maybe you could give me one. Okay, so this sheet is that whole chach, even if you don't have eight, so you light seven chach, as much as you have, it's machlekes. Then all of a sudden another yid walks in, and 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 afterward, you're left with one cup of oil. Right? There, heilig pach. There's elbe pach. So the halacha is, the Magen Avraham paskins, the halacha is we paskin. You have to forego on your hiddur. On your hiddur, should be hiddur and everything. You're going to forego on it, just get the ikar mitzvah, because if there's a yid out there that didn't mekayim the mitzvah, you didn't mekayim the mitzvah. It's not that you're forgoing on your hiddur. You have a bigger responsibility. A part of you hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah yet. We believe this, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lulav. You have a shein lulav. The other shtat doesn't have a lulav, b'klal. In your neighborhood, there's a lulav, which is a suffix shayla, the way the Maksa Shekel learns over there in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tavresh and Ches. The shayla, if your lulav is yet kosher in the neighborhood, the shul's lulav. So, but they need you to send the lulav over there. They need you to send the lulav to a different neighborhood. The Teretz says you have to send your lulav. Because it's a whole neighborhood of Yidden that they're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. That means that you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, Bezai, Arvis, certainly Mechayiv, and the Chavetz Chaim, he writes, it's very stark in his Maimer Chizek Atas. He writes, it's when he talks about the Arvis, he goes to Barichas, but he's Messiah with this. He says, Amr Chazal, Meramez al Mashin Noshba, Oren Hashem. There's the Oren Hashem was taken away, everyone knows, by Plishtim. So, Kav the Moid, Alakim, Alayim, Achokul, Shalchel, Mekoyman, Omar Kadosh Baruch. Ilu tarne goyel shalecha mikemata barachas. One of your chickens ran away. Kama mivuyasai bach zera sachra. You'd run all over to try and find it. So now, it's Meirich and Meirich. I did mekalka v'chul. K'dei lafi adam adam adam. He says, al achas kama v'kama machinase bizmanenu. Meirich and Meirich and Meirich. Rabbi Yisai, there's no one that could say that he doesn't have responsibility. This week's Parsha Alein, Biyarta Ra Mikerbecha. Some of the Mepharshim say it means that. It means get rid of the Ra. So now the Chiv is there. There's no Shai. So now we have to go weiter. There's definitely a Chiv. Chiv, the Abbas Hashem Alein is enough for us to be Mechayiv, that it's our responsibility to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit. Every single person, every Yid, no Shai. No one ever was Mestapik. Nobody ever will be Mestapik. Nobody ever could be Mestapik. There's a Chiv Gor. So now what? Now, so the first Shaila, okay, so maybe we should talk to close the yeshivas. Yeah, and then let's send them all out and send them to do kirif. And the emesis is that the Rav Moshe, Zichron Levracha, Moshe has two or three different tshuvas where he discusses this. And the Shaila, you know, sometimes they say the difference between the Briskerov and Rav Chaim. The Briskerov would talk, the Chaim would answer the Shaila. Rav Chaim used to say, but my son, the Briskerov, he shows you why the Kasher Faisach Nishtan Bechlal. In this case over here, the Kasher Nishtan, it doesn't start, the whole Shaila doesn't start. Because anybody could ask that Kasher doesn't understand the necessity of yeshivas. If he thinks that the necessity of Klal Yisrael is to just make, you know, Shomer Torah mitzvahs on the lowest level, and people that are just Shomer Kasher and Epis, whatever they know about Shabbos, he's making a terrible mistake. And the going with Moshe, and the Mari the Ketuvah over here, there's actually a few Ketuvahs of Rav Moshe, but I just, we're pressed for time, I just want to read you one Lashon in Yeredeyas, and in Pei-Beis, Rav Moshe says, he says, Avalech Shiyah, he has a Riches over here, Lai Shayich Shiyah, Af Ben Toyer, Kol Shekein, Shalai Shayich, Asa Tamat Chachim, if you go out, he's talking about other Nyanim there, but he writes, V'gam Kol Ben Toyer, V'loim Ibi Yeshivas HaKadoshis, Tzarech Lahasim El Libay Churbin HaTayr HaGodol Shenaz V'Olam. You have to know the Churban HaTorah that's given in the Welt. Shuchiv Godol on anyone that learns Torah Baha'i Yeshivas. Sheyishtadlu liyois gedoylei Torah. And Moshe says, what's the responsibility of any boy going to Yeshiva? What'll be basoif? That's telling totally your success. That's telling your smother. That's telling everything. But what's your responsibility when you go to Yeshiva? Liyois Godol v'Torah v'Yerav Yerushamayim. Shezeh inyin muchrach l'kol kahal Yisrael. That line, Rabbi Yisai, is the answer to the Kasha. So that's not an option. That's not an option. We need that too. Shevet Alevi, he says, what are you going to do? You're going to send out people to a place where the Shva is going, they're ready to go. They're an overflowing cup, as the Shevet Alevi writes. When he's an overflowing cup, so then he can give out. Until he's an overflowing cup, so then there's going to be a lot that they're going to fill him up with. So that's not such an option. It's not such an option. Moshe in Ebenezer, in Chelek Dalet Simin Kav Ches, Moshe Taka talks about a musig of meisering your time. Moshe says, it's true. Taka, you might have a responsibility. This could be talking not just to Yeshiva like Rabbi Yisai, it's talking to a person who's a balabas also. You might have a responsibility, like you have a responsibility to meiser your money and to take care of all those that don't have. So you have a responsibility also, says Rav Moshe, to meiser your time in Shasanta of Moshe. He ends, V'ulai Choymish. What's the ulai? If it's zugestellt to Meiser, so then Meiser, then we know there's a concept of Chaimish. Yeah, what's the Ulai Chaimish? Maybe it means because the whole takana of Chaimish was that a person, they were afraid if he's going to give too much tzedakah, he's going to become poor. He's going to become poor. So here, Moshe is saying, so I don't know, Meiser, okay, there's a concept of Rav Moshe of Chayecha Kaitman. My life does come first. My Ruchnias does come first. It's true. Mm-hmm. Right? But on the other hand, you have to lift our B'lai Plum. You see all these Chayuvim. You have to try to do something. So Rav Moshe says, a Meiser. Ve'ulai Chaymish. What's Ulai? Maybe if you do that much time, maybe it's not going to be good for your Ruchnias. And I don't know. Rav Moshe doesn't know. So that's Adkan. We now know that we have a responsibility. How to do it? I just tell you one more nekuda I see from the Chazayin Ish and the Igris, such a wonderful lashon. He says, "Kishay." He asks the kasha also. Maybe all yeshiva bachrim and younger light, they should go out and do kiruv. So the Chazayin Ish writes like this. He's not answering mamish. He's not asking as a kasha. He's writing with his beautiful lashonness as always. Kishem shei varia adam. Just like the limbs of a person, I'm a skulk in the puloisayim. They have their jaw. Ayin roya oizen shemats. The hands are askanias. Keina oilam kulai guf echot. And we could be Maisif. Of course, in Klal Yisrael, there's Arevis. It's Kepshuta in Adam Eva. Kol ish tzorech lemalei te'udos soy. V'im haya b'nei Torah amelim b'Torah l'amita so. If the b'nei Torah would work, or the azoyim is v'daf zayin taka, the way they're supposed to, hayu matzilim yelodim harbe, v'anashim harbe mirhurei aveira v'kfira v'kayotzeve. Sintoch zayin ish. If they're sitting and learning the way they're supposed to, and he's not just talking to Zepsa Yeshiva Bakr, he's talking about the Yid, was hovered over the Dava Yayim, he's talking about the Yid, was learned up as the Mishnah Berurah, and he's sitting there and he's learning. If you're learning properly, so then, like Rabbi Sol Salantis used to say, so then there's Zepsa Yid in France, in their times, in Paris, that's not being Michal Shabbos, and we'll say, and there's a Yid in London, we don't have to go so far to Paris. Because it creates a ruach tyra in the Welt, Rabbi Yisai. Nicker, Ashpam Rubal and Nashim Harbe, Masechel Shtadlok, Nechtavelio, and the Sefer Zichar, and they bring down his Lashon, such a beautiful Lashon. Iker Chayvesenu, Ain't a Lachshav Hamatim Likvaydenu, Vefsharis Al Yasenu Betaira. What am I supposed to really be thinking when I'm sitting and learning Taira? It says, Iker Tachnus Bnei Taira Bedor Ze, Lehakim Bnei Taira. Your responsibility is to make more Bnei Taira. Shari b'nei Torah, heima yichidim shashkafoy seyim yapi Torah. Because they're the ones that are doing it out of sight. They're not just, let's just get this guy, let's get tefillin on him, let's get Shabbos in him, let's get some kosher food into his body. No. Rabbi Yisai, Torah is supposed to be perfect. The way it was always. That's supposed to look. That's noyim and it's rachim lashpia. What do you need, says the Mechtav Eliyahu, in order to be mashpia on others? You need that there's a few core group, klutch, that are perfect. Yecholus hasbara, Messias chein, chein etik of people chein with Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Pilus hamaisa, hachlot the gvuras aleiv. Those people will be able to be mashpia on others. So that's not an option. That's not an option. I think most of us think though, it's that to go and be poil on others, you need like mamish. You're nervous. You're very nervous. What am I going to do? I don't know what to say. They have all deep philosophical questions, and I'm not going to know how to answer them. Right? Let me tell you two things. I was once on a bus, and I was on a bus, going to intercity in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Friday child there, sitting there, and there was a few people that were talking to me on the bus. I was going with a group of Bachrim, they were going somewhere, and I was with them, I'm the Rebbe, so I was going there, and this boy came over, and he saw that that people were talking to me, so he said to me, he can't understand the Hanah of a Shabbos table. Doesn't understand another Shabbos table. And he doesn't understand why is it more fun than the beach. He doesn't understand why is it more fun. So I talked to him for a couple of minutes. I told him like this. After a few minutes of talking to him, I told him like this. Listen, Herzachai, right? I understand what you're saying. I understand that there's pleasure in Olam Hazeh. I understand there's Anah in Taivis Olam Hazeh and Gashmis. I understand that, right? Yet I also understand the pleasure in Anah of a Shabbos table. Okay, you only understand the pleasure of Anah Olam Hazeh, right? I win. I just won the conversation because I understand you, and I'm telling you that a Shabbos is better than that. You don't understand me. Memela, I win. Okay? He sat there, he thought for a few minutes. He said, "Atat Tzadek." About that tzaddik. So I told him, "Odlo yeshay meshabbat, odlo." But that's all it is, Rabbi Yisai. You know what's very important about that statement? A person thinks to himself, "Okay, I didn't have that one liner. The callous, he's the one that chapped that." Okay, there was somebody else on the bat. One of my talmidim. He said to me, "You know, that's very important for us to hear. You know why it's very important for us here? Because we're always so nervous to talk to these people, like, they have so much out there. Everything is mutter for them, Rabbi Yisai. Everything is mutter. So that's, you think to yourself, like, what am I going to tell this person, Bichlal? But now I realize, wait a minute, I understand what he does. This is only going to work if you talk to appreciate the Shabbos table, if you appreciate the Blat Gemara, if you appreciate that the Bistayid, that you say Vaidani in the morning. Okay, but if you do, so then, now you say, hey, wait a minute, I have this, and I understand the appreciation of a Tainu Gaila Mazen, and Taivisayla Mazen, and I choose this. I said, Bissa, I'm not so scared to talk to these guys anymore. What does it mean? You think there's deep philosophical questions? I talked once to Rav Noach Weinberg, Zechasad of Rocha. He told me, he says, and this is somebody who was the biggest in Kiruv in the Ganze Welt. He was the Rosh Hashiva of the Bali Tshuva, the great Rav Noach Weinberg. He said to me, philosophical questions. He says, he says, once in a, maybe when you're Zoicha, you get one that has Epis, one good one. You know, Epis once, he gets once. He says, remember, he was talking to me then. He says, yeah, 3 months ago there was one with Mamish Ashena. Yeah, you're not getting that one, Rabbi Yisai. Right? You're getting somebody on the bus. You know what you do to him when you get him on the bus? All you have to do to him, smile. Talk to him for a few minutes. That's all the kirev they're asking you to do. That's the only thing you could do. Talk to him for a few minutes. If you know he's a yid, yeah, you put your arm around him. Maybe not, you get arrested. You may give it, Shmeichel, Rabbi Yisai. Talk to him something nice. Tell him something about the moon and Bitochim. Tell him there's a Bayre Oilam if you know he's a Yid. Tell him there's a Bayre Oilam. What are you nervous about? I'll tell you what you're nervous about. You're nervous, I'm going to mess things up. Rabbi Yisai, chances are nobody else is going to ever talk to him about this. You're not messing anything up. Daiganish, you think, what? He's looking at me and he sees some interesting look. You're on an airplane. Somehow, and you're on an airplane, El Al or Nisht El Al, you're always sitting next to a Jew, Rabbi Yisai. So you sit next to him. Somehow, he talks to you, tells you he's a Jew. Think of something to say. Nothing. Grace of Chachmas. Don't tell him, why aren't you wearing tefillin? What's wrong with you, Rabbi? It's not going to work, right? I tried, it didn't work. And they have to. That's all it is, Rabbi Yisai. That's the only thing that they want from us. That's the responsibility. And I really mean that, Rabbi Yisai. It's not much more that we should make a chavrusa, maisa your time. You should do that too. If you have the ability to do that, why not? You have somebody in work, you know he's not from. Go over to him every Friday, Erev Shabbos. You tell him a vart. Most people aren't such misnagdim. Tell him a nice vart. Tell him something which is mekubal al aleiv, ben adam lechaveiro or something. So a shein is out. You move on in life afterward to something about Shabbos kaidish. Fine. Right? Never talk about isurim. Never talk about lois. You know, when people come to me, I didn't get to this chelik yet. We'll get there in a moment. They want to know, what's the first thing when you get with Bali Tshuva? I always tell them, stay away from Shabbos. Cholentia, kishka yo. But Shabbos, the first thing that a yid should hear is no, nish, no. That's not Shabbos. The first thing you tell him, tefillin. Tefillin, he feels like he's putting on antennas and boxes and he's mamish, you know. He feels like he's in outer space and he's really attached, right? You put these strings on and you can fly, right? You start him out with yeses. You start him out with yeses. I once asked Scheinberg Zichron Levravo. I once asked him, what do you start out? What do you start out about tshuva with? So, not about tshuva yet, unfortunately. What do you start out? He says, he's showing a little bit of interest. He says to you, I want to do something. What should I do? It's interesting. Scheinberg told me, he was talking in Eretz Yisrael. It's a little bit, that this musik might not work so much in England. But he said, tell him brachas. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know the Hebrew, so it won't work. In Eretz Yisrael, he said, tell him brachas. He says, bracha, everyone can understand. Because you're teaching him Akaras HaTayiv. You're teaching him the Zibash Efer. He gives this. Once you teach him, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you something. He said to me, in jest, he said, and he's actually going to make a bracha with kavana. Because when he's doing it, he said, hey, what am I doing? You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol Ni'abedvar. Shehakol Ni'abedvar. By the way, Mina Mitzvah. He made this. Mary Dikazach, Rav Scheinberg, as he was walking out, he said to me, don't forget, tell him only on kosher food. At first, I'd like, oh, nobody here. I smiled, I laughed a little bit. And then I thought to myself, it's unbelievable. In Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Vav, look how our Torah, how nitzchias our Halakha Torah is. There's a whole sim in Kuf Tzadi Vav about making brachas on non-kosher food. And the Shulchan Aruch, you think these halachas, when was this written for, Rabbi Yisai? When was it written? Because he's even a shiloh, if it's Pekuch Nefesh, if it's talking about that, the Torah is ganz nitzchi. Over there it says that if the person eats non-kosher food, l'chatchila, as a non-kosher, he shouldn't make a bracha. And so that's what Scheinberg was saying, grado. You tell this person, if you did eat non-kosher food, b'shoigeik, some of them mess up. In the beginning, as they're going, I didn't realize that's not kosher. And then he calls you up. I get these shilohs sometimes. He wants wants to know, does he make a bracha achrayna? Shulchan Aruch talked about that case too. If he messed up, it was b'shoigeg, he makes a bracha achrayna. Who were these halachas written for, Abba Yisai? The Torah knew that there was going to come a time. They were written for such people. I'll focus now a little bit on the shilas of the kiruv itself. I have to tell you first, in doing ma'aseh kiruv, in actually being mekarev, one big yisai is that the ends don't justify the means. The ends don't justify means, and I'll say this before we get into a lot of the shilas that are very difficult shilas, that those that are in kiruv face. But the ends don't justify the means, you know. It doesn't mean that there's a story with Rav Shach, it's a strong ma'aseh, very stark ma'aseh. I heard it from Baal ma'aseh, very strong ma'aseh, but this is the Emes Hashkafetz HaTorah. There was a person who was being ma'argin groups in Russia, Ruslan, what was that? The Vavkirev. And he was the group, the only way to get it that they should come is if they put the boys and girls together and they were going to make a dance. Right? And the Shach, when he heard about this, there were certain Bachrim that, of his that were involved, and he told them they have to pull out. They were doing Kirev there and they were going to get the Nan Frum to come together in such a matziv. And the Shach told his Bachrim that they have to pull out. So the organizers came. The organizers, they said, look, you have to understand, this is the only way they come. Once they come, then avada, we're pile on them, and avada, avada. And so Shach wouldn't budge. Then there came a person, I heard this from the Baal HaMaisa. The person, he looks like a very frum yid, right? Like a yid, he looks like. And he came to Shach, he told Shach, I came from one of these dances. Shach says, Shach said, it would be better that you never became frum, that they shouldn't have had such a thing. Shach, only know Shach then the Zogin. Shach said to him, said Rashi Vitz Masbir, just explained. So he said in Yiddishkeit, in our language, the ends don't justify the means. It doesn't work like that. We all know that the Briskerov, when they wanted to be Machdash Yud Lomi, they wanted to put ladies in the army. So Briskerov, they threatened him that they're going to close the yeshivas. If he doesn't stop with his fight, they'll close the yeshivas. And they were going to calm down with police and close the yeshivas. And Biskarov told them, we're not niturei karta. We're not the shoimer of the... Our job is not to protect the Torah. His job is to protect the Torah. Our job is to follow the Torah at asaif. If the Torah says they can't go to the army, now you tell me they're going to close the yeshivas, let them close the yeshivas. He said, that's a Yerusha from the Zayda, from the Beis HaLevi. And Beis HaLevi, when they wanted to be machnas, whatever they wanted to be machnas into the Lashon, so Beis HaLevi closed the yeshiva. And the Beis HaLevi, as everyone knows, there was a Shaila with the Netziv and the Beis HaLevi, and they closed the yeshiva's Valojin. And the Netziv told, he said to the Beis HaLevi, but what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? And the Beis HaLevi said, that's his problem. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's problem. Our job is to do what it says in the Torah. And what happens? Sprouted up Mir, sprouted up Slabodka, sprouted up Panovich, sprouted up this yeshiva. That's not our job. Now that's Ashkafa that you have to know, but you also have to know that in Kiruv is not a mokim for chumras. And the father, there has to be a poisek who taka has a koyach. Not every person who is a smooth talker, knows how to talk someone into a Shabbos table, and knows how to give him a geshmak of time, not every person is a poisek. He has to be a responsible person, have someone who he knows is a responsible yid that can answer shilas. I have a lot of talmidim that taka do kiruv, and I get the most interesting shilas, some of them we'll talk about, and these people themselves know they're not right to answer these shilas. They have to know that. They have to know. And they also have to know that in these situations, you have to have a little bit seichel kula. If I say, you know, again, that's not our job. You know what our job is? Our job is perhaps to invite them over and tell them about Kishke and Cholin, to explain to them the origins of Kishke and Cholin. Everybody here can do that, right? And to explain to them why the Hungarian Cholin, there's no shaykhus to the Polish Cholin. I'm Hungarian Cholin. Okay. There's no shaykhus to the Polish Cholin. They made this as a Cholin. And then the next week, we'll go to the Polish Cholin. They'll tell them, the Hungarians, in the Cholin. That's how you get him in. That's your job. Get him into Yiddishkeit. Get him into the Geschmack. Agav, if you have children in the house and you're worried of the Ashpa, it's different ma'alchim in Klal Yisrael. I tell you that there are people, they feel fakert. If they bring these people into the house and the children say, fakert, they're interested in us. So then, what are you worried about? Don't be worried. But you have to know that there's definitely a ma'alich not like this. Sari Meinu, she took a ma'alich not like this. Sari Meinu took a ma'alich that she wanted Yishmael out of the house. Right? Avram Avinu, he's being makar of every hoodlum in the veldt. Everybody in the veldt, his own son, so get back a shik from them shtid. You throw him out of the house. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu paskin like Tzara. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you feel that he's going to be a bad ashpa on your children, so then you have a right to say that. It's a big shaila, and everybody should ask their maradech. That doesn't pater you from your chiyuv of kiruv. It doesn't pater you from your responsibility. But the mashal, I'll give you an example of certain shailas. Lifnei Iver. That's the biggest shaila that there really is in this parsha klapei the mekarvim, not the miskarvim, the mekarvim. You want to invite him for a Shabbos meal, you know he's going to drive over. No, so what's the halacha? Rav Moshe, in three tshuvas, one of them is the strongest tshuva I cannot remember from Rav Moshe. He says, if you invite him, he's talking about making a minyan, where they're going to have like a youth minyan on Shabbos, and you know they're driving over, it's the only way to come, that's the only way to get them. They're, during the week, they're in school, they're not interested in you. On Saturday, they're willing to come. But the only way is they're going to come, their parents are going to drive them over. Rav Moshe writes, it's one of the strongest lashonos you can imagine in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's in three different places. So, I mean, he meant it, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Moshe's in Aleph, I think, in Sadi Ches, Rav Moshe is, in Gimel Ayin Aleph, in Sadi Gimel. Rav Moshe says, this is not just Lifnei Iver, this is Mesis U'Mediach. Rav Moshe says, you're getting him to drive on Shabbos? It's like the Rav Moshe says, you're getting him to come and drive on Shabbos and to be over on Shabbos, which is Keneged Avodah Zarah, which is called HaMitzvahs. Rav Moshe wasn't Seivel it. Wasn't Seivel, not just Lifnei Iver. Which when you hear this, Rav Moshe was talking about youth minyanim, you get nervous, can I invite one of them over to my house for a Shabbos meal? And that's what we're talking about tonight. And if we, especially if we don't have children in our house, then certainly it could be it's our responsibility to do such a thing. And they want to come, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, they want to come. They want to come. They don't know what a Shabbos table is, Rabbi Yisai. They don't know what it is to sit around with family. They don't have that, Rabbi Yisai. They don't have that. They sit with the phones all the time. They sit around. They couldn't possibly sit around the table with the family. And everyone's talking. And everyone's talking together. They don't have that, Rabbi Yisai. They want to see it. So you want to invite them over and you want them to come for Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe Medich. And there are those that Taka learned that Rav Moshe would have held like this. When I spoke to Shiloh with Rav Moshe Sternbach, Rav Moshe Sternbach went with a very mechudish tikkum alecha, that's what we'll call it. He said, you can't call it Lifnei Iver. How could you say it's a stumbling block? That's the issue. I'm putting a stumbling block. You got to look at the big picture over here. The big picture is that Basayif, he's going to maybe keep Shabbos. So this is a stumbling block. I'm getting him to drive here so that he doesn't drive to watch some ball game. B'chdei, that maybe one day he's a Shomer Shabbos and a Shomer Kashrus on the Eid Kikindin in B'nai Brak. That's a stumbling block. Halavai is a stumbling block. You look at the big picture, but it's a very big chiddush. It's a svar that we'd all want to say. But it's a big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. It's a big chiddush because pashtus, we have to look at the maisa that's taking place right now. And Rabbi Moshe, the maisa didn't go like this. Shlomo Zalman, in a very, very famous tshuva, Shlomo Zalman went with a different mouth. There's different shailas, Rabbi Yisai Lifnei Iver. He was talking this one shaila about, you're going to have a seminar for Bali Tshuva, 3 hours of speeches and lectures, you're not going to offer them a drink. These people are mishugayim. These people are crazy. They invite me for a 3-hour lecture, they can't give me a drink. Because Shulchan Aruch and Chaim, it's in Kuf Samech Gimel says that if you do, or in Kuf Samech Tes also, if you go and you feed somebody who's not going to make a bracha and he's not going to have a yarmulke and does, he's going to be over and live Nehibra, so they're not going to serve him a drink. So Shlomo Zalman says, what are we going to do? Shlomo Zalman says, it's worse. How are we going to teach him Torah? There's an issa to teach a yid Torah before Birchas HaTorah. How are you going to teach the person Torah? Lifnei Iver. You're giving him a stumbling block, so the guy from Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman gave him a dime mouth, a different mouth. He goes a derech that you know, this is a stumbling block. In this mice here, it's not a stumbling block, so after Shlomo Zalman. Because in this mice over here, if you don't offer him the drink, or if you don't give him the tire, well, the tire will see it may be different, but if you don't give him the drink, in that case, you're running the risk of him being over on a worse Avera. What Avera is worse? That he's going to hate you. Like Sisna Chicha Bilvavecha. So what are you going to do? You're not going to give him a drink because he's not going to make a bracha. He comes to do a job by your house. I'm going to say, these people, these Jews, I'm supposed to be one of them. Baruch Hashem, I'm not like them. I sat there and worked in this person's house for 2 straight hours and he doesn't offer me a drink? What kind of people are these? He'll be Oyvran Loisisna Chicha Bilvavecha. I say, Besoy, that's not such a stumbling block, Dr. Shlomo Zalman. You're protecting him from himself, that he shouldn't be Oyvran or worse Avera. But again, that doesn't help us necessarily for the Shiloh Shabbos. Shabbos, I just don't invite him. Who asked you to invite him, Bechlal? So you have to know that in the Welt, there certainly are those that take a more lenient approach in this issue. I always wonder out loud if maybe even Rav Moshe would agree. It's a little bit difficult to go into tonight. I always wonder out loud. Rav Moshe was talking about minyanim and all those shilas over there. Rav Moshe was talking about making a minyan, making a youth group on Shabbos. It's a meridik chil Hashem. You think about the ends don't justify the means in Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisai. But we're going to get them. We're going to get them to be from. It doesn't work like that here, Rabbi Yisai. If we're making a youth group, a youth minyan on Shabbos that they have to drive to, Mashayin Kain, you tell him to come to your house. So you tell him like this. This is the nusach that is out by many. You tell him, I'm inviting you to my house for Shabbos. There's a bed waiting for you. It's probably a better bed than you have. It's waiting in the house. What does it say over here? He sits at the table and you give him a shot of whiskey. And he says, I can't have another. I'm driving. Tell him, here, have one more. Not a shot. Please, the drink isn't the hate. But if you make it in an oifen of where this taka bed for you waiting, this is why I rock. Why don't you have the Shabbos experience? He says, listen, Rabbi, I'm not going to do it. Okay, listen, I'm telling you there's a bed. You know there's a bed. He said, what'd you do? You oifer on Lifnei Iver. Many times it's not Lifnei Iver anyways, because he had the ability to come, so it's not Lifnei Iver. So what is it? It's Misayeya. Misayeya, Rabbi Yisai, it's not so poshid that on these Yidin lighter that there's a Misayeya. Because a lot of these Yidin might have a status called a mummer. And even though we know there's a big shayla, they tinok shenishpas, it comes out a very interesting thing. The Chazayin Ish held the approach that all of the tinok shenishpas nowadays, they're taught like this. Even though they could do a little bit and they could search and they could find out the emes, Chazayin Ish said, but they're taught that what we are is, they look at us, a bunch of Mishugayin, backwards people in a backwards world. Tinok shenishpa. So the Chazayin Ish is the meikel in this or the machmir? Chazayin Ish sounds in this like a great meikel. It's a great meikel. He's doing them a great meikel, right? He's making them into tinok shenishpas. You should know Rav Moshe, Rav Shlaim Zalman, Rav Vosner, Rav Yashiv, Zecha Tzadikim, they all took the approach that since they have the ability to find out, I don't want to say, but they felt that they had the ability to find out, and with the internet today, they can find out within much faster than in the olden days, everybody say. He held that that's considered a pshia, and they're not called tinek shenishpas. They're irresponsible. The Chazayin Ish, well, not like this. Who's the meikel, who's the machmir? So it's interesting to say, the Chazayin Ish is the meikel on them. He's machmir on us. Because now that they have the din of tinek shenishpa, so now we have the shayla, takav lifnei iver. Because the halacha is that if he's a yid lekol advarim, you're not allowed to be misayeya a yid lekol advarim to do an avera. So if he has a full status of a yid, so lekol in yonim, so you can't help him do an avera. So now you're certainly helping him do avera. You're telling him to come to my house and there's something waiting for you, etc. So I don't know, yesh makim lehokel like Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha, and to consider them as mumarim, yishmakim lahakel for their own good, and aybazai. Now all your oivron, if you offered him a bed, is your oivron misayeya? And misayeya to a mumar, many paiskim are meiko. I said a lot just now. If you have good, if not, I'll explain it maybe after. But al kaponim, you have to know, Rabbi Yisai, that parsha is doable. Some paiskim I heard from Rabbi Yashiv, he said even if you're meiko, but you have to tell him, don't park right in front of the house. That's a chil Hashem. Don't tell him it's a chil Hashem. They tell him, you know, they would just appreciate, you know, we're simple people, don't drive over here on the Sabbath, just, you know, maybe just that'll be a part of your Shabbos experience. Make it beautiful to him. Tell him, you know, you walk to it. Walk to it, make a chain for him. Make a chain. That's the Chayra, one sort Shiloh, one type of Shiloh. Now, the Maisa, the last group over here is those that are themselves. It's not so much our Parsha. Those that are miskarvim, those giboirei koyach. That's like the Medrash talks about those that follow Shemitah. I think we could say a kal v'chomer on them. People that give up their families, people that give up their lives, people that give up their wives sometimes, Rabbi Yisrael. It's mamish layumin kisuper, but they are the giboirei koyach of our door. And they definitely have to be our role models. No shayla, the FFB has to learn a lot from them. Right? And reminding one of their past, you're about tshuva, tell us about it. There's no greater issa. No, get the Mishnah. You can't think of anything which is more painful. It's a very, very painful topic. But their shailas, everybody said, not senegeos, you know. But the shailas, you have to know, like I said before, they have to have that koyach akula. I just had a shaila, just one today. Somebody was asking me, his mother was the one that turned on the oven in a double wrapped food. The person called me and asked me, b'shem, this person, his mother turned on the oven. Is that a problem with bishalakum? Right? Is it a problem with bishalakum? He wants to know. So I told him we're meikel, even though there's a shaila, if a mummer is a shaila of bishul akum, but we can consider his mother to be a tinek shenishpa, and the meila, I could be meikel. I got a phone call back a few minutes later, no, it was a mistake. His father turned on the oven. I said, so what? So his father turned on the oven, his father will give him a status of a tinek shenishpa, and I'll be meikel, it's not called bishul akum. He said, no, his father is akum. His father's akum. I said, what do you do now? So now you have to know. If there's any way to be meikel on this, Not for now. That's a shiloh. He wants to know. He pours the wine. He knows everything. He doesn't know the bayayin mevushal. The bayayin mevushal. You have no shilohs. But he has the wine. He says to his parents, "I'll pour you." You know, there's a shiloh when you pour wine into someone else's cup that drank yayin. The guy or the mumer drinks the wine. Now in the bottom of the cup is droplets of wine. When you pour wine into it, you say, "I'll be the one that pours. You know, I'll serve the wine tonight." And so you pour the wine. When you pour the wine into their cup, it creates a nitzik chibur and it goes back and trapes up the whole entire bottle. And so now you have to get involved again. Are they tinach shenishpas? Are they mumarim? Bayayin mechushal, you have to tell them. V'chein v'chein. It's not something that we can go into. But just imagine the shilas are talking about. Last year, I went with my kids on one night. We went to the Kaisel. So I walked into Eish. I haven't seen it in years. I wanted to know what it looks like. When I walked in, there was somebody there who runs the night program, who knows who I am, and he came over to me and says to me, "Could you go and give these bachurim chizik?" And then I told him, "It's like, you know, it's my night off." So he said, "Oh, I won't bother you." I said, no, it's my night off. This is like my fun. Right, bring him on. Right? So I brought him on. So his taka, mamish, unbelievable. He sits me around the table, seven bachurim, right? Some bachurim. These bachurim, some of them are 30 years old, so some of them are older, right? I'm sitting next to Bacher, and I'm sitting next to Bacher. He's wearing a short sleeve shirt. He has a chassis veir. He has a cross. He has a cross on this hand, right? And he has a cross on this hand. It's a cross. There's a cross on both hands. I'm thinking, what's going on over here? Right? Said can you even teach Torah to such a person? Now that I teach Torah to such a person, so there's Chubas from the 3-day Eish, I'm teaching the other six, it's a situation to Lenichale, and these are the thoughts going through my mind, but I'm thinking to myself, what is he doing here? What's going on over here? And more, I spoke for about 15 minutes to them, he's the one who's most into it. And he's asking shilas and this and that and back and forth. So afterward, he says to me, "You want to hear about my artwork on my hands?" I tell him, "Just I have one question. Are you one of us?" He says to me, "Oh, I'm one of you." I said, "Why did you do that?" Right? He says, "You know, when I was young, I thought it would be cool, and somebody dared me, and thus is the matzah." Imagine what I just said. He has on his hand. So he says to me, "I want to ask you." He told me, "You're a paisik. Do I have to get rid of them?" I told him, "Look, no, it's you can't say you're chayiv to get rid of them. It's not chayiv to get rid of them." He says to me, "Okay." He says, "I want to tell you about me. Listen to this mice." He tells me, I don't want to have these on my hands. I don't want to have them. A guy gave him an eitzah, just get rid of the first that part and that part, and then you have a line, nishkeferle. You know, get rid of that. But he says, "I don't want to have these on my hands." He says to me, "But I don't have that much money. I don't have that much money." He says, "It costs a lot of money to do this laser removal of the tattoos. It costs a tremendous amount of money." So he said, "But he found somebody who's willing to do it, and he does it, but he doesn't have the proper Novocaine." He told me that he goes through the worst Yisurei Gehenim imaginable. It's electrocution. They electrocute his body without Novocaine, and heats up the whole entire area, and it becomes liquefied. It then dries, and it gets loosened, and then finally, in Mitzvah Shem, it'll go away. Okay? I said to him, "Rabbi, could you give me a bracha?" Exactly. Can you believe I just heard? He told me, "Well, you want a bracha from me? You want a bracha from me?" I told him, "Listen, the Sadma Rebbe said that my Zayd and my Baba that had numbers on their arms, you can get a bracha from them. Okay? I think the same thing applies to you." So he told me, "What are you talking about? When I am one of the only Yidden in the entire, one of the only Jews in the entire world that is Mekayim the mitzvah of Abay Tabeidun in our parasha, that I get to destroy Avodah Zarah. How many of you are able to be Mekayim that mitzvah?" I told him that I definitely want a bracha. He gave me a bracha. You know what his bracha was? "He should be zechut to be mechazik many more Yidden." I told him, "Amen, I will tell this story wherever I go." Is that mechazik or baisai? This is who we're talking about, the Rabbi said. You don't want to be a part of this. You don't want to be a part of this. I asked him, "How did you get interested in all this? How'd you get interested?" He said, "I was walking home one day. I was walking home. I was sitting on my phone. I was walking. I was about to get into my car. Somebody came over to me and he said to me, do you know so-and-so? Because he saw the two of them talking, who was another Jewish fellow. Do you know so-and-so? Remember the so-and-so? So he said, yeah, so-and-so is a good friend of mine. He said, oh, because he's supposed to come over for a meal. I guess he was wearing a long sleeve shirt, Rabbi said. He said, he's supposed to come to me for a meal and everything. He says to me, well, I'm hungry. He says, well, I have a meal for you. I figured the guy's made a good cheshvin, if this guy's a Jew, then that guy's a Jew, and he put them together and he brought him to his house. And you know what was miskarev into Yiddishkeit? The kishka. Kishka was miskarev into Yiddishkeit. That's all it takes, Rabbi said. Now, there are shilas. Again, I told you I can't get into it. I'm just going to give you a few examples of when a person gets into the world of kirev. There's one very important, I think, idea, which is, it's a mitzvah of farsim. It's a Yamshel Shleim and Baba Kama, the yidden that are learning Daf HaYomi. They came across a very, very difficult gemara about 50 blot ago. The gemara over there says that there was the Goyim came and they asked them to teach them the whole Torah. Said, teach us the entire Torah. So they taught everything in the Torah. They were in big trouble if not. So one of the halachas in the Torah, the gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lamedayin, says, is that a shor should, if they're shor, if the guy is shor, shtois is us, so then he has to pay. The guy has to pay. But if we shtoyz the guy's shor, if we hit the guy's ox, so then we don't have to pay. Now, Rabbi said, not a kedai thing to tell a guy. They don't like that very well. If you hit Mercedes, so then you don't have to pay. But if he hits your Honda, so then they don't take that very well. They don't like that. So they went back, they told, he said, you should know that this is a very difficult halacha for us, and we said it, and we're gonna protect you. These two people said, Yamshu Shleim effect the kasha. B'koach nefesh. You're supposed to give up your life for three things. But not for this. Why didn't they just lie? Yamshu Shleim learns that by studies they were asked, what's the halacha? They could have just lied. Why didn't you just say, when you hit us, you have to pay. When we hit you, we have to pay. Darkei Shalom. Nope. And I imagine even more, in Darkei Shalom, it's probably the halacha. And Mitzad Hilchos Darkei Shalom, if you hit his car, and they know the rule, you better pay. Of Darkei Shalom Alein, you better pay. No? You know the Yamcha Shalom, I wrote his lashon here. Aser l'shanais divrei Torah af bisakoni, says, it's not so known. There are four Yeharik Valyavers in the Yamcha Shalom's book. There's Gilarai, Shvichos Damim, Avay Desara, maybe it's a prat in that. You're not allowed to change Torah. Chayiv limtzor nafshay alzeh. Mechuyiv limtzor kiddush Hashem. In Chas v'Sholem, not to change one din or iota of our Torah, Kikoyfer b'Taras Maisha. You know what that means, everybody? That means you're not responsible to go, you're not allowed to go and say, sometimes you feel, you'll say something, it's a strange, difficult, shtickle Torah, something, in order to get them close to Yiddish. Like, yeah, Jews believe in this too. We believe in that. Oh, yeah, yeah, this, that, just to show that we're normal, or what they call normal. That's the worst aveira in our Torah. You have to give up your life for that. The Rambam in the Maror Nevuchim says, who would then to say a kruma svada? So you're right, it's not just halacha. Even a kruma svara, you have to, next time you tell your chavrusa, you have to be careful. That doesn't get you have to give up your life for such a svara. But the idea, nowadays, you see people, they write the most ridiculous things. We burn down the kula, our Torah is doch hefker. Every fool and every idiot gets to write whatever he wants and blame the Torah Kadesh on it. Chas v'chalila. And why? B'shem kirev sometimes. You're going to write this and this and this. The Torah understands this and the Torah that. Have a rabbi, ask him if what you said is okay, and then write it down, Rabbi Yisai. This is a Torah. It's a very, very nochet sticker thing in the world of kirev, whoever knows what's going on. But we'll go weiter in the rules of Dama l'hashiv. Dama l'hashiv, are you allowed to read things that are, I don't mean chalila inappropriate, but you're allowed to read things that have borderline kfira and whatnot in it. So I think it was the Yaivitz, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the Yaivitz, Shels Yaivitz. He writes over there, to be ma'ayin, you're not allowed to be ma'ayin. Be'arai, just to know what you're going to have to answer, you're allowed to. I once asked Rav Eliashiv, what's the hagdara of this? To be able to read something in order to have some information, whether it's in their la'avdil, in their tomas, in their literature, v'chule v'chule. Rav Eliashiv said, for this, they need to have a rebbe. They need to have a rebbe, what they're allowed to read, what they're not allowed to read, it's not something klali. It's not something klali. They have to ask, this yes, this no, and they have to know what parts yes, and what they're not allowed to say, and what they are allowed to say. That you need a rebbe for, Rabbi said. But like I told you before, that's not your responsibility when you're doing this, when you're Isaac in this. Your job is to smile. I once asked Rav Eliashiv. They wanted to organize a minyan. I got this shiloh from a place in America. If I've often had mokim in America. They wanted to organize a minyan. And I told them that that minyan, it was like, it's bechlal not negeya, that they should daven properly. So they wanted to have like a certain type of tefillah, which was Baruch Shomar, Ashrei Shtabuchtik. Right? Agav, that's not the proper way to daven. But Baruch Shomar, Ashrei Shtabuchtik, Shema Yisrael, whatever, Pirish they're in, and whatever, and the Skip Tachanun, and whatever, Mamash says, just they said more than 15 minutes, it's definitely not going to go. But that was, they asked me the Shaila, could they organize such a minion? What was the Shaila that I asked Rav Yashiv? I asked Rav, I wrote it down, it was one of the few times I actually wrote down, because I wanted the Lashon. I wrote down from the Lashon of Rabbi Shamsher Rafal Hirsch, Zecharon Levrach, and Shamsher Marpe, he writes fiery against such a concept. Today, that wear yarmulkes and call themselves Orthodox, and they're adayim ezeh doing the same things that the Rishayim did 150 years ago, Rishayim the Reform, but now they call themselves Orthodox, and they're taking out this, and they're taking out that, and they're changing orders, but the Shamshin already screamed about that 150 years ago. So I asked Rav Yashiv, could you make such a minion? It's Pageya in the Takanas Chazal. And Rav Yashiv, I wrote down his Lashon. Omar Li, I wrote the Lashon to me. Zen Nikra Shir Al Hilchas Tfila Melech Shal Kol Beis Yisrael. This isn't davening, this isn't a minion. Rav Shamsher Rafal Hirsch was talking about Inza Dimension. We make a minion, we take out this, we add that, we take away that. That's a problem, you can't change. This is a Vaisai. This is not a minion, this is a Shir. It's a Chinuch. You're teaching them how to daven. So this is called chinuch. This isn't called real daven. You're teaching them, Rabbi Yisai. That's what you're doing right now. Shir al hilchas tefila. Ein zeh beis knesses shel Rabbi Shamsher Rafal Hirsch. She laughed when he said it. Not laughed, smiled. Ein zeh beis knesses. Doesn't this the beis knesses from Rabbi Shamsher? That's not his shul. Oh, Shailas, I'm going to have to be makatzer to daven. You have to daven for them to do tshuva. You know that, Rabbi Yisai? Do you know that? Every day you say it. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayra secha. Hashiveinu l'ashin rabin. Karveinu malkein l'avayit secha. Yarasvash writes that you have to bespell him oid. Especially someone befrat the Baal Tshuva who's meshukeh and he's shovui, l'ashin of Yarasvash. In the first drush, Ayelu, talks about he's captive. You have to daven for him, he says. You have to daven for all of Klal Yisrael. This famous Gemara in Gemara in Brachis. By Bruria, that Bruria said, you have to daven, not daven. What does it say? Chatoyim, chaitim. She said, daven to get, that they should do tshuva. And we know Abichilki is like the Gemara in Tainis Chav Gimel Mebeit, daven, they should do tshuva. Once I married the Gemaisa, David Salvechik, what is the daven? What is the daven for Talmidim? And David, the Maisa was, I'll say very bekitzer, the Maisa was, there was a bacher trying to get into Reb David. This is Maisa 20 years ago. It's a bacher trying to get in. And Reb David said he can't take him. So the bacher was philosoph that he came from America. He was going to have a place to go by Reb David. So he asked Reb David, can he take a chavrusa? Fine, the kids are. Next month he came back to Reb David. Could he come to the yeshiva? So Reb David said he has already certain people that they... The mice went on and on. Each man, he asked Reb David another thing. Once man, could I have a chavrusa? Once man, could I... He had all three chavrusas. Then once man, could he come to the shir? Each time said, yeah, not in the yeshiva, but he can come to the shir, come to the yeshiva. Everything. Finally, Mamish, he was in the shir. He was in the three-star Madei. I think at that point, Reb David made a dormitory. He was in the dormitory. And then finally he said to Reb David, what does it mean that I'm in the yeshiva? Reb David said, what do you mean? Every Friday, I go to the kaisel and I daven for the Talmidim. Chomish koyach, Fernanda. Another Talmud is too much. He really put his lave into it. He put his ganze lave, he put the ganze hearts into it. I don't know if the story is emes or nisht emes, but the vort is emes. Hashiveinu, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to daven for them also. And Rav Moshe in a tshuva, phenomenal tshuva, he says, how could you daven in this week's parsha we just read? Ha kol bidei shemayim chutz meir shemayim. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, you can't daven for that they should do tshuva and whatnot. You know what you daven? Daven that their nisyonis should be easier. Daven that they should have the right chevra, says Rav Moshe. They should be surrounded by the right people. That's Ad Kan, the whole shir. There's one thing I didn't talk about. There's one thing I didn't talk about tonight, which is Kiruv Kroiv. The Kiruv of Kroivim. We talked about Kiruv of Chaykim. Kiruv of Kroivim is a very shver parsha nowadays, if I say. Kiruv Kroivim means that in the dimension. Kiruv Kroivim is in the dimension that are Bachrim, or in the dimension that are past their yeshiva years. And we're losing a lot of them, Rabbi Say. Losing a lot of them. It's a shrekelcha parsha. Whoever knows what's going on in the Welt, Shigmi Shemaim, it's a keferlich mamish. I have a bold statement to say, and maybe because I started tonight, I'm not in Kiruv Rechaikim, I'm more in that parsha. There's a bold statement, this parsha is maybe worse than Kiruv Kroivim, Ber Rechaikim. What I mean is worse, I don't know statistics or numbers, I don't know for sure now, but I tell you one thing, a mother came crying to me. You know what she said? She said she davens every Friday night that her son should do tshuva or that she should die because she can't take the agnes nefesh anymore. So chutz from the etzim parsha of what they're doing to themselves, the pain in the agnes nefesh is of no neiros. In this parsha, I'm an expert to tell you what to do. I'm an expert because I talk to them. I talk to the Bachaim, the expert, and I can tell you that everyone in this room has a very, very, very borrower responsibility, and it's even more responsibility and easier than the first thing that we spoke about tonight. Because in the first tonight, that's going to require me to go talk to the guy in the office next to me. I'm going to feel a little bit funny. It's going to be a little bit different, etc. Here, Abba Yisai, what a father sometimes can't do, the neighbor could, because you're his father. He had enough of his father. Why? What? It's not easy. The father-son relationship, Rabbi Yisai, it's not so easy. You all know it's not so easy sometimes to learn with children because it's painful sometimes. You want him to know and you want him to say, it's not so easy. Right? When it's somebody else's kid, it doesn't bother you. He didn't understand the Taisis. So all you have to do is have to go over to him. You see this child? He looks like a little bit. You say to him, why don't we learn together every week for 15 minutes? Why don't we learn together? Or if he's not holding there, so, if you smoke, take him out and have a cigarette with him. If you don't smoke, take him out and let him have a cigarette with you. If neither of you smoke, teach him how to smoke. I don't know. Take him a smile. Tell him, you know what? I need somebody to drive with me. I don't want to drive myself. I just wanted somebody I could schmooze with. Don't talk to him anything about Torah. Just schmooze with him. Just that's it. And you think he doesn't want to hang out with me. He doesn't even want to hang out with his father. No, you're missing it. He wants to hang out with you and you think, I'm 40 years old, I'm 50 years old, he's not interested. It's not true. It's not true, Rabbi Yisai. It's all he wants. He wants somebody to schmooze with him. And especially before anything happens. Why do we have to wait till the point of where this kid is already, he's already on his derech down, or chalid even worse, right? Go over to the child that's steiging. Go over to the child that's steiging and say, you're steiging. Maybe we could learn together for 5 minutes on Shabbos. I'm not talking Hasagas, Rabbi Yisai. So you think that's his father's responsibility. It's your responsibility. Arvis is your responsibility. It's your responsibility. There's no shayla in the world. End with the tefillah. What we say every day. We say in Chazal, Hashiveinu Hashem Ilecha, V'nashuveh Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem.